Welcome to Your Life Reset, a Virta Health podcast series. I'm your host, Teresa Link, and in this series, we'll hear from people on their Virta journey, the wins, failures, moments of adversity, and moments of joy they're experiencing along the way. So sit back, relax, and listen as we unwrap the truly human experience of Virta. Hey everyone, welcome back. I am pumped for today's episode because our guest has one heck of a story. We're talking about pushing back around the shame that society throws around obesity, taking a chance on a new way of eating without being fully ready to do it, and making huge moves like dropping 90 pounds in just 3 months. I'm chatting with Virta member Dave Arnold today, and believe me, he's as delightful on camera as he is off. And we're going to dig into what keeps him going and his next big target, which is 100 pounds down by New Year's Eve. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss this one. All right. Well, welcome, Dave, to the show today. I'm so excited to have you here.
Yeah. Thanks, Teresa. Yeah. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm a big fan of the podcast, so very thankful for the opportunity to chat with you today.
Yeah. I'm excited for everybody to get to hear your story because it's just I've gotten spoiled by getting to talk with you myself, and now I'm excited for everybody else to kind of hear that too. So just to dive right in, you know, we chatted a little while back about society's view on obesity, right? And you mentioned really the shame that can come from being overweight and really the mixed messages that people send and that you receive about that. So, you know, how do you handle that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, I think that the one thing I think about is that I'm not ashamed when I look in the mirror. And I really feel like, you know, for folks listening, no one should feel judged or ashamed to go out in public and just live life. I think that societally, there's still people get ridiculed for being overweight. And so I think the thing that I've thought about is it's okay for me to take up space. And I think I would just encourage that of others is to take up space. And because you may fear what, where would you sit or how would you navigate a space, don't just not attend and be a part of things and miss out. But I think to just be okay with asking for an accommodation. You know, if I'm going out to eat, I've said, you know, I need a seat. You know, we sit at a table instead of a booth because booths are sometimes have been harder to fit in. And so don't fear missing out. Just be willing to advocate for what you need. I think that a thing I remember is this isn't about being a good or a bad person. And I think that's really even impacted how I've shared this with my daughter. My daughter's 8. And I told her when I started Virta, and I talked about my journey. And I said, you know, this is a conversation Daddy had with his doctor. And I was also direct. Daddy has to lose weight. But it's because Daddy wants to get strong. And I want to be here a long time for you. I also wanted to make sure that I shared with her directly, but I was also really cognizant because I don't want how I share or talk about weight or food to perpetuate some things that happen societally. And so, yeah, you know, that really mattered for me. I think a shame piece that I felt that I have carried is, you know, I feel like I kind of missed out on the Barbie era. Like getting down and playing with Barbies was tough. With her, yeah. Because of the weight that I was at, it was uncomfortable to get down with her and play. And so, you know, I think I just decided that I had to forgive myself for that and say, just because maybe I feel like I wasn't able to be engaged with her in that way. You know, I've been an involved father, but maybe there's moments where I haven't been able to be active in the way that I wanted to be. But that period of life doesn't have to be forever. And so I think that that's a thing that I've thought about. So,
yeah. And I love that. I think that experience too is really powerful because it can make you see what it is that you felt like you really wanted to be able to do. And now I'm going to take the steps so that I can do that. You know, what does not just losing weight for losing weight's sake, but also how does that impact your quality of life and your ability to get down on the floor and play? And I'm sure there's many, many more phases beyond this. My daughter's 5, so we're thick in that phase, although she's not a huge Barbie fan, which I'm okay with. When I was little, I just cut their hair and I wasn't allowed them anymore. But what's the 8-year-old girl's phase right now? If we're past Barbies, where are we currently?
Oh, man. Well, she's into a lot of things. And so I think she's starting to get into some, she does dance and gymnastics. And so some active things. And so, you know, while I don't know that I'm going to be out, you know, doing the balance beam and the bars with her, I think that there's something about being able to be an active dad, a gymnastics dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
what we're into right now. So
being there for her, having the stamina to encourage her, to cheer her on. I mean, she'll probably want to teach you some dance moves.
Sure.
She absolutely will.
Yeah.
So now you can do that too.
Oh yeah.
Even better than the Barbie phase.
We definitely have dance parties at home. So
yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
I love that. Well, I really love the message that you're sending, you know, for her and that you're really portraying for other listeners too, you know, saying, you don't need to feel this way. It's okay to take up space. It's okay to ask for accommodations. To be fair to a lot of our listeners, you know, just kind of starting their journey, I think many have really struggled with, I don't know if it's okay for me to take up space. I don't know that it's okay for me to ask for these accommodations. And, you know, is that ever something that you felt? And how did you kind of move past that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think you just become with okay with knowing. Sometimes when I walk out, people are just going to judge just because, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that really, you know, there's a lot of the content, even when I was onboarding with Verta, around mindset. And I think that there's some mindset to that. Like, again, it goes back to, I'm not a bad person because I have to sit at a table instead of a booth right now. You know, and even if that means an extra 5-minute wait at the restaurant or whatever the case may be, you know, so I think some of it's mindset and being okay with knowing that you deserve to live life in the fullest wherever you are. You're good enough today.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think even when people start their journey, the other thing now that you experience is like, you know, it kind of, you know, get criticism one way for being, you know, overweight, you get criticism for how you do your journey. And so the thing I experienced starting Verta was, there's a lot of perspectives and opinions on how I should lose the weight. Have I done this? I should do this. And so I think that, you know, you got to work with the Verta team, work with your primary care doctor, and you work. The biggest thing is being committed to the plan that you develop and move forward on that. Take action. So,
yeah, love it. You know, we could just wrap the episode today. I think everybody has what they need, but we won't. We're going to get more into the nitty-gritty here. You know, one thing that we also talked about, which I know has been difficult for you, is the fact that you lost your parents to obesity related health issues, and how tough that was and is. So tell me a bit about how their experience really kind of influenced you in how you approach life and what your health goals all are, what you want them to be.
Yeah. 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 I lost both of my parents young. They were both 58 years old. I lost them actually 4.5 months from each other too. So not only did I lose them young, but I lost them in really close proximity. You know, and I think one, I love them. I miss them a lot. I think about them very often. They were very good parents and made a lot of sacrifices to give me and my siblings a good life. But yeah, they both struggled with their health and in a variety of ways. Both certainly being overweight, I think, magnified their health issues. They struggled with type 2 diabetes, heart issues, et cetera. And so I think the big thing for me is just that I want to live longer. You know, I know what it's felt like to lose parents young. And, you know, my daughter was very young when they passed. And I think about, even just at 8 years old, how much life they've already missed that she's lived. And, you know, the hobbies and things you asked about earlier that they'll never know were a part of her story. And so I think that it's taught me to remember what they taught me, which is my most important titles are husband and father. And I owe it to myself and I owe it to those people to really try to do this, to really turn my health in a direction that I'm able to live longer for myself and enjoy life in the way that I want to and for them. And so, you know, I think that there's probably some times that I have wondered if people think, man, what's taken him so long? You know, people that know us, and I've known my family, you know, like, what's taken him, you know, so long? And my siblings are also overweight. My whole family has really struggled with this. And so, but I think that, you know, what I know is it's not fun being heavy. It's not that you enjoy this. And if it was that easy, I'd have done it 10 years ago.
We're going to talk more about that, you know, how you got started, what made this different for you a little bit later in the show as well.
Yeah, sure.
But I really wanted to highlight the fact that, you know, you wanted to really use that experience to make sure that you are living the kind of life that you want to live as a husband, as a father, and be able to be around, right? And certainly you are on your way to that, very much so.
Yeah.
I mean, you've lost 90 pounds in just 3 months on Virta. You've increased your daily steps from 3,000 up to 12,000, which is really incredible. I struggle just to get to like 8,000 a day, I feel like. So, you know, you inspire me to get up and keep walking around when I can. But I want to hear about what the part of your journey that you've enjoyed the most so far in the past 3 months.
I mean, seeing the scale move has been very rewarding. I do think that you have to look beyond the scale, but I do think that the Virta program has proven to help move the scale for me. You know, my highest weight, I was at 447. I started the program at 440, and you're right, I've lost 91 pounds actually as of this morning. So I'm at 349. And so I think that has been promising to me. But I think even beyond that, I think that, you know, the ability to walk until you say you're done, you know, just like a trip to the grocery store sometimes would really take it out of, you know, walking around. I would avoid certain activities or things because of, you know, the task that it was on my body. And now I can walk until I say I'm done, you know. And, you know, if I'm being vulnerable, even things like mowing my grass, you know, I was kind of in a place where I would take a break between mowing my backyard and my front yard, and it took quite some time to mow my yard. And we don't have a very big yard, a nice size yard, but even before it got super cold outside, I got to get one mow in as I had started my weight loss journey, and I was able to mow the front and the backyard without taking a break. And I had done it in what felt like record time for me. And so, you know, those type of things were huge rewards.
Yeah, those little things, so, I think, are the ones that really add up the most.
Yeah.
The ones that, yeah, it's because our life is full of these tiny little moments, right? And when you notice, man, I was able to get the entire front and backyard, and I'm barely even tired. I mean, think about where I was a few months ago. It really makes a big difference. Those little wins.
Well, the ripple effect too. I mean, I shared this with you already, but previously when we chatted, but you know, I even noticed maybe I needed less pressure. I wear a CPAP machine. And there's probably several other listeners that might. And I thought, man, I feel like maybe this is too much pressure. And so I messaged my doctor and I told her how much weight I'd lost, and they reduced my CPAP pressure in the first 3 months. And they think that they're likely going to have to do that again. You know, so when you talk about ripple effects on other aspects of your life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Happens in so many different ways, which I think is all of these different wins, wins on the scale, wins outside of the scale. It's pretty amazing. I want to take us back 3 months ago. You and I chatted a lot about how, you know, you've got some great advice for people about getting started. You know, what does that look like for you? And that it was a pretty tough thing for you to try to kind of make that leap. So, you know, you said it wasn't easy starting out. There was a lot of struggles. Tell me about what helped you push through to be able to really dive into making these changes to your food intake.
Yeah, it was. I remember being at the very first, as I was doing the onboarding, you know, there's a lot of information because Virta is really trying to set you up for success. But I remember messaging my coach before I had even started the program. And I say, hey, I want to be successful, but I work a full-time job. And this is like overwhelming. You know, And I think it was just, I needed to ready myself that, yeah, I was going to make some big life changes. I think what's made me stick with it, though, is that while it sometimes feels like a lot when we're about to make a big change in our life, starting with small habits and really like learning to habit stack and break this down, like there's a lot of, when you look at the Virta program, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of information to help guide you to make good decisions. And if you try to implement all of those things in the first hour that you start, I think you'll feel pretty overwhelmed. I know I did. At the end of the first week, I tried a new soup recipe, the soup I'd never made before. And it was a, you know, Virta-friendly soup recipe. And it was terrible. And it was probably my execution of the soup.
What was it? Bad. What kind of soup?
It was like a creamy Tuscan soup. And I probably would make some tweaks to it, but it didn't feel like it had anything in it. And it didn't taste good. It wasn't good. And I thought, man, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. You know, like we love to cook. That had become one of my pandemic hobbies. And I was like, man, I don't know. This is tough. And I thought, you know, so back to small habits, you know, and minor changes. I was like, well, let me look at foods I already make and how can I change that? You know, so spaghetti night, I pulled out the pasta and I had spaghetti squash for the first time. And I found, you know, we've made homemade sauce before, but, you know, I found a jarred sauce that was the lowest sugar on the shelf, you know, or among the lowest sugars. And I used that with beef, you know, and it was a very good meal. I was full, and it was a meal I was used to making that just with a few simple swaps was able to be bird friendly. And I've done that now time and time again, taking foods that we have in our cycle of meals and make, you know, minor adaptations. And I think that makes it feel more realistic. Like, oh, I got this. Oh yeah. And then I started thinking like, oh, I could make this change to this meal, you know, and it just starts to unlock all these other opportunities, you know? I think the other thing I would say is sometimes you just have to eat and move on. Sometimes there's so much, I feel like I would put a lot of emphasis. Like if I made a dinner, I didn't like the way it tasted. Sometimes I'd make another dinner. I'd eat that one and then make another dinner. And sometimes it's like, that was okay. And you just move on.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't always have to be fancy. Every dinner, every lunch, every breakfast doesn't have to be the best one ever. Sometimes it is. It's just about filling you up so you can get, you know, move on with your day or go to bed or what have you. I love that advice. And I think lots of times we can get stuck in this mindset of, oh man, that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. It's okay. You know, there's always the next time to try it again. And I, you know, that spaghetti squash with the low sugar, you know, marinara sauce and the beef, you know, it reminds me of a time when I made something for the first time when I had first started reducing my carbs. And I thought, yes, I finally got one. I got one.
Right.
I got it. I can do this again. Right. Or I can just fix this for the next 17 nights and then I'll try a different one. Right. Mm-hmm. And you just keep building on and building on. So I love your description of that and how it really helps enhance your confidence to just keep doing, you know, more healthy habits. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Starting small. Love it. Starting small. So tell me about your next big goal. I thought it was 350, but you said that today you hit 349, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So my goal was 350 by New Year's Eve. It's actually pretty momentous to be with you today because tomorrow marks 90 days that I've been on the Virta program. You know, as you said, 3 months, I'm right there, 90 days tomorrow, and I've lost 91 pounds. And so I'm going to go for it. My new goal now for New Year's Eve is going to be 340. So I'm going to try to, by New Year's Eve, be down 100 pounds since I started the program. So.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you hit 340?
Keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that one of the things I've also learned after I did that first week that was rough, even, and I made it through it, I celebrated by something other than food. I took my daughter golfing. It's something we like to do together. And so, because that's one of the big reasons I'm doing this is to be able to do more active things with her. So,
yeah,
I don't know, with it being cold outside, it probably can't go golfing, but I'll find something, you know?
Yeah. I love the replacing food as a celebration with an activity that you can do together. Doesn't mean you can't still celebrate with food, something that's delicious and, you know, friendly to your body. But finding those other things, those experiences to have are things that we remember, you know, so much. And I know that she'll remember for a long, long time. So when you think about, you know, when you think about, let's say, 10 to 15 years into the future, how are you hoping that your life will look different or the types of activities that you are hoping to do that maybe you wouldn't have had the chance to do before?
Yeah. You know, my wife and I were just talking recently about, we like traveling. And so I just think about the ability to travel and enjoy traveling, not having to worry if I have clothes that fit for a trip in a certain climate, as that's kind of been an ongoing battle. So it's like little things like that that I'm excited about. I think also thinking about how could vacations look different? Like we plan, I think we've really been trying to work to continue to plan our life around activities rather than just around food. I mean, I do think that food is important to our family.
Yeah.
It's important to experience cultures and for celebrations, you know. I mean, I will probably still get a steak dinner, please believe, when I hit the New Year's Eve goal. But I think that that's something, you know, that I think being able to travel and have, you know, even travel and vacations that's based around activities, you know.
Yeah. What's a bucket list place for you where you would love to travel if you could go anywhere?
If I could go anywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, I always say I'm a palm tree over pine tree kind of guy. So, you know, anywhere tropical is always a big pull for me. So, you know, if there's a beach, sign me up. Warm climate beach. So.
Warm climate beach. Yeah. Yeah. Because you could go Pacific Northwest and get kind of your cold beaches.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice warm beach. Yeah, that sounds amazing, especially right now in the middle of December in the Midwest. It's pretty darn cold.
Yes.
Although I will say it's kind of nice. I appreciate the cold when it's around the holidays, which it is. We're in the middle of December, right? For those of you that are tuning in. And it's just a nice time to kind of have that, you know, the winter coats and, you know, the winter hats and everything when you're approaching that holiday season. But no doubt it would also be amazing on the beach. I'm sure that there are, you know, holiday lights that people string up on those palm trees, and it's just as beautiful. So, well, Dave, you know, one of the things that I so appreciated about what you were talking about today is taking shame out of the equation. You know, so many times, you know, I hear from people that say, I just wanted to be able to fit into smaller clothes, or I wanted to be able to fit into a certain chair, you know, and now that I do, it just feels so much better, and I don't feel that shame.
Yeah.
And yes, I agree. It feels better, and there's a lot to be said for that. But I also love what you were talking about before. You shouldn't feel ashamed of who you are, of what
That's
your
right.
body is.
That's right.
And wherever you are in life, you deserve to take that space. And I really, really love that. And I'm really grateful that you made that clear to our listeners, because I think a lot of people really need to hear that. So thank you again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it has been an incredible conversation with you today, Dave. Thank you so much for coming on our show. I can't wait to have you back. And
yeah, absolutely.
You better send me a text when you hit that 340. That's going to be
one
of the things that you're gonna do, aside from the ribeye, and I'm sure other delicious sides that you'll have that are going to work great for your body. So I'm excited to celebrate with you as well and see how your journey continues to unfold. So
thanks Teresa.
Again. And, happy holidays,
happy holidays
and a very happy new year. Excited that you've already reached that milestone.
Appreciate it. And thank you,
right.
you and thank you for Verta for having me on. This has really meant a lot to me. So.
Yeah.
And I'll be happy to come back. So
please do. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Until then. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. And if you'd like to regain control of your metabolic health and feel like yourself again, check us out at Virta.com. That's VIRTA.com. Your Life Reset is for informational purposes only. and shouldn't be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Contact your provider if you suspect you have a medical problem. I'll chat with you all again soon. Until then, stay inspired, my friends.